Hey, everybody, it's Coach Stewart. I want to kind of go off script. Today's the day that, you know, these guys hit the portal 24/7, have done a great job. It's over 1,000 kids that's hitting the portal. And for the life of me, I don't think I'm the smartest person in the world. So I can only assume that everybody else can see that there's something wrong here. I'm not saying whose fault it is. You know, you got to give to get, you know. Players used to complain about pay. Players used to complain about, I don't have the ability to transfer. Coaches have their reasonings and schools, they invest and all that good stuff. So each party had the issues. But this is unacceptable. And I don't know if this is the excitement, everybody's hitting the portal. And like I said before, people see it on TV, that's all they talk about. It's high school, you got offers. College, he transferred from here, and he's dominating. Doesn't list the amount of players that's not playing or it didn't work out for them. And I need the parents to understand, because I'm a parent as well. And it's just like the job. The best time to get a job is when you, to go looking for a job is when you already have. And so these guys are hitting the portal blind. Why? Because they can't talk to anybody, supposedly, until they are cleared. And to be as great as the NCAA is and all these sports, to be able to do all this stuff, these coaches, they got to kind of talk to each other, because it's their job not only to win, but to keep the credibility of the conferences or this whole thing we call sports, amateur athletics, going. So they have to talk. Now, depending on how good you are, you may get away with some things. But if you call a coach from Kansas, and because one of his kids wants to transfer and you really didn't want him to, are you going to give them a grade A, or are you going to give them an F? And hopefully the honor roll, this thing we call telling the truth and being honorable matters. But I don't know. But I know guys are hitting the portal. And some of them, listen, it's 1,000 people hitting the portal. That means, let's just say 50%. You got 500 football players that won't be in school in January. And they'll still be trying to get an offer. Well, with this new ruling is this. You only get a certain amount of time where you can try to get looked at and recruited, or whatever the case may be. So after this time. I'm not sure what the time frame is. I just know today is the day, the first day. And after that, every kid wants, they're doing it because every kid wants to be there by spring ball. And, you know, when they first came out with this, you can kind of do it anytime you wanted to. But now, you had to do it by December 5th, and you get this, hopefully you can get the coaches to bite, and hopefully someone will grab you. But you have to understand this. When I had told everybody 5 years ago, my son, back in 2014, I told everybody, listen, it's easier to hit the lotto than to get a Division I Power 5 scholarship. And now with this portal coming out of high school, it's easier to hit the lotto twice than to get a scholarship at the Division I level. And so, you know, kids are calling home, such and such, mom, dad, such and such is in the portal. I think I need to hit it. And some of them don't do their investigation. They just go in there blindly. Just like some people, that they're going to put their name in the hat for the NFL, and no one's gave them a high ranking. And even if you go to NFL, decide to go in the NFL, you may have a high ranking, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going high. And sometimes you want to be an All-American going into your junior year. If not, a lot of schools, they want to get their freshman looks. And so if you're not that much better than the freshman, you probably gonna have to sit out, and then you're gonna hit the portal again. And I kind of want to tell you guys what to do, what to look for when you're thinking about transferring. Legally, I'm not going to just put it out there right now, but there's things you can do when it comes to wanting to transfer, how you transfer, what to look for, what should you do before you just go tell the compliance office that, yo, I'm hitting the portal. Because this right here is not good. It's not. And 24/7, I give you all the props. Rest of you, the bomb. It's just the way it is. You know, I think they good at what they do, and I follow them wholeheartedly. And rivals, that all those guys are good. But let me tell you something. When I was saying that I'm not the smartest person, I know they have to be people that have talked and dialogued about the pros and cons of this portal. I seen a tweet by the greatest corner in the world, Deion Sanders, says, hey, the portal is popping. Let me see who I can see and get what I can get. Holler at me. You know. Again, I watch college games and they say, oh, look at the running back. He's great. He used to be at Utah. Now he's at USC. And hey, oh, this guy used to be here. He used to be there. It's just like they build up. Hopefully your brand is big, and hey, they build it up. It's just like the quarterback for the Browns, his day he comes back, it's against Texas. It's all money. But I got to say this. If we truly, really care about the athlete. We need to figure out what's wrong. I can tell you from an athlete, from a parent, from a coach, it's the relationships. Because other than that, they're saying this, they're saying that. Half the parents don't know nothing about this game. Oh, and then the good athletes, they're dependent on somebody. Sometimes their high school coach, not very small, but some. They want something out of it. And the kid's just walking around with his head cut off. Everybody wants to get paid. And I get that. But we got to change. And so what needs to be done is you need to build relationships. I'm going to tell you two things. And then you guys decide if you want to get this course. But what we need to do is, if a kid is being recruited, let's just say his sophomore year, that he should be allowed and have a full paid visit, two visits as a sophomore to go to that school of interest. So if he has 10 schools his sophomore year, he has the option to go to each school twice. If he was a freshman, each school once. If he was a junior, you get it. Each school three times. That senior year, he hasn't committed, each school four times. Because let me tell you, if you build those relationships, not only do the coach and the parents get a chance to get on the same page, the kid gets on the same page. And when you build in that relationship, that bond, that kid's not going to want to see kids on campus. It's going to be hard for him to want to leave. Some of these schools, I look at the Ohio States and Alabama's, Auburn's, Kentucky's, Georgia's, Clemson's. Some kids, they've been dreaming to play for these schools since they were seven, because their parents love these schools. And that's what we want. Well, some of whoever didn't grow up like that, they're looking at all these schools. So you want to build that relationship, because if you're going to take a kid from his home for 4 years and you want the parent to give you their baby for 4 years, get to know them. And why I say pay, because especially the way the world's spinning now, financially, it's very difficult to go to every one of the schools, even if you're a top athlete. You got camps to go to, but you need money. Well, that's on you. That's on you. But as far as making a decision, a life, this is a life decision right here. Forget the NFL. I'm just talking about going to school, balling. Going to school, balling, staying there, getting your degree, and loving your coach. Because it's three people, it used to be two. It's three. Your teachers, your coach, and now your trainer are the people that you never forget their names. Because your child spends the most time with those people. They become like family. Do you see how important that is to build that relationship? I mean, I don't see how no one else can understand that. Because if a kid can go there for a semester, play and it don't work, and they can just leave, turn their back. There was no bond bill. Even if people who marry, maybe it's for a little bit, they'll go to, they don't want to just, they have a child, and they don't want to just break up. They'll go to counseling, they'll go, because they built something. And if it doesn't work, then okay. But at least you exalted all measures. If a kid gets in trouble, now that coach can say, you know what? I've spent many times with his mom, his dad. I know them. This isn't just a small hiccup. This is not who he is. So now you don't have to just kick him off the team. You go to bat for him. You can use discretion. It seems to me that this system is just like, get what you can get. And if a kid's not perfect on the field and off the field, boom. So every athlete is like, you're auditioning every day, every practice, every. And then you wonder why some kids may do some drugs. And I'm not saying that's right, but you putting a pound of pressure on a 17, 18, 19-year-old kid. And these guys, at least you're getting pissed. That money can't take when a fan is writing and saying you're this, you're that, and the coach is saying you're this, you're that, your legs hurt, your eye hurt, or you got all this stuff you're going through. And then you still may not go to the NFL, and to me personally, until they get it up there, how much money do you really make in the NFL? And so, you got to have a formula, parents, athletes, coaches. And I don't get on the coaches in college too hard, because quiet is kept, they got it just as bad. Stop looking at the Sabins. Stop looking at, you know, the guy at Clemson. You know, those guys are, you know, they took their scars and got their stripes. You know, some coach may go 10-1 and still get the boot. They got families, they got dogs, they got daughters, they got people depending on them as well. I mean, if they don't win a certain type of way or beat a certain team, it may be, that's it. But if you get these coaches and these parents and these kids to build a relationship for at least two strong years, if you just do your junior and your senior year, what's that? You get a chance to see face to face. That's seven times. I've seen a kid go to a school, and at the last minute, a school said, hey, we got one left. A kid went another way. You want it? He said, yeah, because he was going mid-major, and they were at Power Five, so he took it. And ended up being really, really good, but ended up leaving. No relationship. And coaches, these kids, they're thinking differently now. TV is what kind of molded us. You couldn't do too much to get outside. Coach tell you, shut up, you shut up. Now, these kids, they want to know why you're yelling at. Why are you telling me to shut up? Why are you, I'm trying, you know, the internet. It's, you got to take a lot of that stuff into equation. And sometimes coaches, when you just you're putting on a show, like you gotta let the kids know this is what I'm doing when the cameras is on. Because I got this image and that works for us. But I love you. That's what we need to get out there. I need the player to love the coach. As a man, it's hard to dump that girl that you love. Now, she may dump you, but over 1,000 kids? Coaches, listen. NCAA, if you're going to put a time frame on when a kid can hit the portal, it's going to have to be a time frame on when a coaches can leave. Because now I've committed to Edinburgh. That coach, he's out. He's out here, you know, trying to get another job. We need to put out there, y'all, hey, okay, listen, such and such is going to be out here. He signed something to say he wants to go interview. Okay, well, at least you know you got a year. Coaches, do what you do. Or you're going to get this situation that happened at Jackson State. Or all these schools do it every day. But like Jackson State. And that's a little bit bigger because some kids could have went somewhere else, and they still can. But it's you want to be in the know, and know that if a parent's coming to you, they got some protection. So again, I don't know how to wrap it up, but I know if a coach is thinking about checking out, he needs to sign something at the beginning of the year and say, hey, I'm definitely here all this year, but I'm signing something, let you know that's my waiver, that I'm going to be out looking. Okay. Now a parent or a kid can kind of prepare for that. And if you've already used up your one-time transfer and your coach does leave, you should be able to transfer. I have an option to transfer again. Why? Because there's a love and there's a bond. You don't want a kid to just go to a school because of a coach, because of the way this thing is. But it should be that way. Because when you living in Texas and you went to school up in Detroit somewhere, Michigan, I need to be able to make a call and know that my child is in the best hands. The coaches that I talked to for these last 3-4 years. That's why it's so important. Because if you got a guy to come in, you got no relationship with him. He's got all kind of stuff he has to deal with. And he doesn't even have a relationship with you. So when you call or you email, he's like, I really don't even know them people. He's not one of my guys. You don't want that, because no matter what, it's still a child. It's his blood. He still bleed, just like everybody else. We gotta figure this out. This thing keeps updating every 10 seconds. I mean, guys, come on. Nobody's saying nothing. You think it's okay? Coaches and parents, NCAA, don't allow lust and vanity, I should say. Don't let the vanity dictate everything. Oh, well, I know he's going to want to come here. I mean, I know he's going to do this, so they'll do whatever. You see this right here. That's not the case. No. No. We got to do better. We have to do better. And so with that being said, that was going to be funny. With that being said, take this time to thank everybody. I'm hitting them. Financially, if your son is giving his, another one, God, if your son is giving it his all, and he's starting, he's playing, but the team he's going against may be a mid-major, but they got a dog. They're going to reach out to him. Now he may be taking your son's spot. Well, then he shouldn't want to leave if he's not when that money's talking, not talking to him, that money's talking to him. Oh, my Lord. Let me give you an example. I see a kid on here, big lime. Said he'd been starting for the great Alabama for the last 2 years. He's hitting the portal. For what? I mean, why? You guaranteed the NFL. But I bet you somebody said if you hit the portal, we're going to buy you 2 houses. And that's just extreme, but that's the only thing I can think of. So now you got to see what school can keep up. So now SEC schools generate a little bit more money than a school, you know, in the AAC, but they got a dog over there. You should be playing with us. Throw that money at, bring it. So the money's doing all the recruiting. But you know what I like about some of these coaches, I like about Saban, and I like about Stoops, and I like them guys, Clemson, them guys, they can coach a win. Yeah, they don't need an athlete to win for them. But boy, when you got a bunch of 5-stars, it make it a little bit more easier. You got them deep pockets. So I'm gonna throw this out here. I'm gonna put it on, I guess, the regular platforms. It's 1 to 2 times, but we're gonna be moving to controlling our own platform. It's another business that parents and athletes and coach, everybody needs to start thinking about. Deion Sanders' son is marketing everybody. He's always on YouTube. Deion's always on YouTube. But when they got, now you're not playing that, them team that you've been playing. You want to put that phone down, hit that playbook. You know, and I just use them as example. Because I'm them people. They know how to coach, they know how to play. But you gotta have a plan. And go ahead and go on Oculus Sports and get your subscription. And basically bulletproof your recruiting process. Bulletproof in the portal process. Bulletproof being DF. Debt-free. That's what I need you to do. I need you to bulletproof being debt-free. And so if we do that, then there you have it. But if you all, like they say, willy-nilly, you're going to have a coach transfer in there and just say, y'all might as well get ready to hit the portal. Because when I tell you what Deion Sanders said, he meant that. I texted him one time because I had his number. We were going to go play for him. He spoke up good for my son, Andre. We almost connected. But when I said, Deion, we just committed to Auburn, Deion said, congrats. I hope he a dog. I'll never forget that. And so, parents don't get it misconstrued either. Make sure your son is playing at a level where he can be competitive. Because you can kind of let certain people sway you, certain people looking out for you. And then once you get on campus, this is not for you. Now you kind of broke a kid's spirit because he's in an equation there's no way it can equal out. So it all makes sense. But I just want to say that because that hit me to my heart. And I know it's people smarter than me and can see it too, but just saying, well, it ain't me. It affects me because I don't want to be out here and I'm seeing kids that have been balling or won state titles and now they don't know which way is up. Hell, we all gonna be in that situation in a minute. So we got to come together and build this thing up. Make it bulletproof, COVID-proof. You know, kicked out of school-proof, whatever it may be. This thing is... we have to work together. Since this is going on YouTube, people, we starting to act, focus your mind. All this arguing and what he say, she say, he shouldn't have tweeted that. Those platforms are trying to get you all riled up and forget who you are. You can't be just name calling and for what? Every man, every woman wants to be successful and be able to take care of their family. Period. Coach Stewart, Iowa Sports, I'm out.